You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another very friendly episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul. Shocker.
Indeed it is. And my name is Rob. Thank you very much for being with us today for this. This is episode number 860. I really appreciate you hanging out with us today. Very, very excited. We have not been in these chairs for, it seems like a couple weeks anyways. So it's always good to be back. Takes us a little while to get back into the swing of things.
It takes
a lunch with maybe a brewski.
It does. You know what? Having a beer before the show may just end up being the secret to maintaining charisma and energy.
I guess you'll be the judge of that.
But also maintaining humility as well. We'll see. Too many beers, though, and we see a negative regression happening after that.
We're definitely avoiding that.
But we're very excited today because today we're going to be talking, everyone's been talking about the Mavic 2 Pro, Mavic 2 Zoom. We've been getting a lot of questions into the show about those two drones, and we wanted to take some time to really answer a question.
Because you had the opportunity.
I've had the opportunity.
To be there.
Excuse me. I've had the opportunity to fly both, and I've had the opportunity to be there. I even saw the video from Tom's tech line, who he's like, oh, Mavic 2 Pro photographer, Mavic 2 Zoom videographer. There's just a lot more to that story.
Sure.
And I love what he did, good information, but there's just a whole lot more to that story.
And that's what
we're here to talk about. Because the new Mavics really offer a lot in a small package. And, you know, someone was saying just the other day, Rob, they're like, is there an end-all be-all? Is there something that is the jack of all trades? And someone was like, yeah, the jack of all trades is by far, you know, the unique Typhoon H520.
Really?
And I thought that was really interesting. Huh. And then Vic chimed in and he said, well, it may be the jack of all trades, but it's the master of none.
Ooh.
And I thought that was really interesting as well. So, there's another little article on here from another competitor, Drone Podcast, and it doesn't offer very much detail. Shocker. That's what we should expect.
Well, it's early in the life.
It is very early in the life, but if you're a true drone pilot, if you're doing a diverse amount of jobs, if you are flying jobs that people typically aren't doing, you look at things in a different way. You look at things as a commercial operator. You don't look at things as a YouTube pilot trying to make their millions by talking about things that are very relevant in a very quick time of frame. Because just as you've seen in American media with the news, the best stories are never the ones that come out first. The best stories are the ones that are shot, you know, in the best way. And frankly, to make a long story short, it's very myopic to look at the Mavic 2 Pro versus the Mavic 2 Zoom as a simple comparison between photographers and videographers. I don't think it's that easy. So let's talk real quick. If you actually look in front of me, we've got the Mavic 2 Pro right here. It's a 1-inch Hasselblad sensor. There is already a camera profile inside of Lightroom and Photoshop for this camera profile, which is really nice. And people are asking, look, which one should I get, Paul? Mavic 2 Pro or Mavic 2 Zoom? The Mavic 2 Zoom is that 1/2-inch sensor. Same sensor as pretty much a GoPro. But what it does is it offers you 24 to 48 millimeters of zoom, or essentially 2x zoom. That's quote-unquote lossless zoom. They even say that you can zoom further than that in a digital format. But when I heard that videographers may use the Mavic 2 Zoom more so than the Mavic 2 Pro, I really started scratching my head. The reason that I scratched my head is look at the 10-bit color that you get from the Mavic 2 Pro. It's truly incredible. Now, you make it zoom and, you know, everyone is really excited about the dolly zoom shot that DJI just released, where you can essentially be moving away and zoom in or moving towards something and zoom out. It's essentially the vertigo effect by Alfred Hitchcock, if you're not familiar. And for those of the newer YouTube reviewers who weren't flying drones for more than a month or a year from now, could have remembered is that the Inspire 1 with the Z3 camera could actually do the same vertigo shot that is being advertised today on the Mavic 2 Zoom. This is not something new. This is something that's more convenient and easier to use for pilots who don't know how to do a vertigo shot on their own. So when Tom's tech line, when Tom's sitting there saying, you know, for videographers, I really think the Mavic 2 Zoom is awesome because you can zoom in, you know, you get this different field of view. You have the opportunity to get a different variety of shots and it's quote unquote more cinematic. I really question that. I really question it because if you're a photographer, obviously the Mavic 2 Pro is a simple choice. 1-inch Hasselblad sensor, you know, increased dynamic range. I believe it's 13 stops of dynamic range. And on top of that, you get these beautiful files. Everyone knows that the smaller the sensor, the less data it's going to read. And the Mavic 2 Zoom does have a significantly smaller sensor, only showcasing 12 megapixel images. But for a videographer, that zoom can be powerful. Yes, you can get dolly zoom shots. Yes, you can do these other things. But what if you're using that drone and it's the only drone that you can use? You hiked in somewhere with it. It's the only thing you can get. Let me ask you this. Do you think you can get the dolly zoom shot in 4K footage if you were to downsample and use something like the Ken Burns? Yes, you totally could. Could you also mimic that shot in other ways? Yes, you totally could. Is that one feature worth buying a Mavic 2 Zoom? No, it's not. Not in my opinion. In my opinion, the Mavic 2 Pro is still more useful for a photographer or a videographer. But it's really important to showcase one more aspect of drone usage. You know, more and more people are flying drones for mapping than they are for videography. A lot of people who are in videography are moving into mapping because it's technical. It's something that's easy to price. It's something easy to evaluate. Now, with that being said, which drone is better for mapping? As you guys know, I did a mapping mission in New York City in a very poor GPS environment. That map did not turn out well with the Mavic 2 Pro, but I also did not have any autonomous software to collect the imagery, and I didn't have good GPS to even know where the imagery was taken. Those two things make it very difficult. Yes, I did have settings to kind of correct for that, but it didn't really work that well. I'll be doing more mapping missions in the future, but one of my good friends, Angad Singh, as you know from Pix4D, has mentioned that the Mavic 2 Zoom could actually be significantly useful for mapping tall structures, tall cylindrical structures, like cell phone towers. So what if the Mavic 2 Zoom is actually a fantastic bird for cell phone towers? What if it's fantastic for mapping weird objects like the statue in front of Meow Wolf? That, by the way, Angad and Josh mapped.
I know. I haven't seen that, though. I'd love to see that.
It turned out really good.
Oh, you've seen it.
Yeah, which is really interesting, too, because the entire map was done with video, not with photos. And, you know, Angad was saying it's really important to understand that field of view. If I were to map that same cell phone tower, but I was able to zoom in 48 inches with lossless images, I could end up getting really, really solid data. So the question of, should I get a Mavic 2 Pro versus a Mavic 2 Zoom? Well, if you're doing any type of mapping, if you're doing any type of inspection work, it could be beneficial to you to have the Mavic 2 Zoom over the Mavic 2 Pro. In all honesty, I still think the Mavic 2 Pro is more worthwhile just because of sensor. Gosh, just because of the sensor.
So real quick question on the sensor. Is it a Sony sensor in actuality?
Which sensor?
The Pro.
No, it's a Hasselblad sensor.
Right. Okay. But I've been reading somewhere that it actually is a Sony behind the name of Hasselblad.
Really?
So that's not something that you've heard?
I have not heard that.
Okay.
No.
Well, and I didn't mean to put you into a bunch of research mode here, but it's just something that I had heard a little earlier on this thing. And I was curious if you had seen anything about that, but apparently not. And that's fine. Perhaps that was misinformation.
That's interesting. Hasselblad's controversial partnership and reskinning of Sony's consumer and prosumer digital cameras that led to Frankenstein creations such as the Stellar and Lunar cameras also got some of its models on a number of worst camera of the year lists. Maybe that's something that's old, but now I'm really curious. Yeah, that would be really, really interesting.
I apologize. I didn't mean to throw a curveball. I figured if that was the case, you'd know.
No, I actually haven't heard that. So
interesting.
But going back to, you know, what we're here talking about, Mavic 2 Pro, big Hasselblad sensor, Mavic 2 Zoom. I did have friends that mapped with the Mavic Pro and did so successfully. So it is capable to map on that older sensor. Again, the density of files is not typically that good, the point density. And what I mean about point density is what type of point density do you get from the photogrammetry applications that you're using? Now, with the Mavic 2 Zoom, If we were to zoom in to 48 millimeters and maintain that zoom, remember that's really key. We cannot change the focal length of the zoom. That is so important. So if we were to maintain the same level of zoom the entire time that we are mapping a tall cylindrical object, it could just be that the Mavic 2 zoom could actually be better for those of us who are not only wishing to get great shots in the field, but also get good mapping data. And as you guys know, as drone pilots, sometimes the best drone for the job is the one that you have ready to go and charged.
Very true.
That being said, don't discount the Mavic 2 zoom so quickly. I would say that for 9 out of 10 drone pilots, Mavic 2 Pro is the way to go. But for people who are in a large, like for example, for me, the last couple jobs that I really do are resort marketing and ranch marketing, that the two R's. It's not R&R, it's resort and ranches, which actually for me is R&R.
Yeah. For a lot of people, it would be R&R.
Yeah. That being said, the Mavic 2 Zoom would actually probably be more useful for me because I can get more diversity in videography shots, and I can also get good mapping data in tough-to-reach areas. Mm. But remember, in order to get that good mapping data, you are going to have to follow a formula of mapping so that you don't mess up the imagery, because on something like a Mavic 2 Pro, you can really mess up the imagery if your focus is bad, your shutter speed is too slow, your ISO is wrong, or your map is overexposed. So remember, if you are doing mapping, it is significantly important that you do follow a formula.
Very interesting. And obviously, the zoom would be good for inspections of various types, right? Mm-hmm. So that'd be a good use of it. What about, did you get a chance to fly them and see the low light capabilities of the cameras?
I could tell you just based on the physics of the sensor that this is going to be better in low light.
Okay.
I mean, any camera that's using zoom with a smaller sensor, because it is, you know, a zoom lens, you're going to get better low light capability on the Hasselblad sensor. For sure, it's a larger sensor. You're going to get more information per point. It's going to be overall better information.
So better, but how useful? Hard to say.
I mean, I
haven't done that kind of...
I'm not going to be planning to do low light with a Mavic Pro.
Okay. That's a good way to answer that question.
Yeah. I mean, it's difficult to do low light with an X7, but that's the only camera, in my opinion, that can handle it right now.
Okay. But if you need to, you're in a pinch, it's better than it was. So
yeah, Mavic 2 Pro for sure. And guys, I hope this information gives you answers. I know I've seen some other videos out there. I really wanted to get this information out to you, get it onto YouTube. We're going to be doing a mapping comparison between these two drones, so do be sure to subscribe, whether you're watching on YouTube or iTunes, wherever you're watching, just make sure to subscribe. That information will come out, and if you're wondering what is better for what, we will let you know. In the meantime, if you are looking to pick up a Mavic 2 Pro, right, have you just been thinking, oh man, I just want to know if the hype is there, is it really worth it? Blah, blah, blah. I'm wondering. Well, good news. You can actually buy one of these drones. In fact, what I'm going to do right now is give you a link. Just so you know, a lot of the drone stores, like the one in Arizona, Denver, a couple other ones, they don't have the drones yet. When we went to the live stream event of DJI, the only people selling them was DJI itself.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
I don't know how quickly that will change. You know what would be really cool, just as a sort of an aside, is if they'd make those cameras interchangeable on the thing. That's probably not going to happen, though, huh?
Yeah.
That's a pipe dream, I would imagine.
What's a pipe dream?
That they would make the cameras interchangeable, that you could remove one and put the other, and then you could have them both.
Gosh, that would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Would be not going to happen?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it would happen, to be honest with you.
I actually wonder if from, and I would, you know, they're smart people. They've had to have done all of their economic modeling, but I almost wonder if you'd make more money because you'd have a lot of people buying both cameras. Versus all the talk seems to be about which one do I get. Very few people say, I'm going to get both. That's very rare as far as what I've seen. Versus if they made them interchangeable, a lot of people would buy the drone and both cameras.
Yeah, true.
I would be curious to know what those numbers look like, but there are probably a lot of technical reasons why that doesn't work as well. So I guess we'll just let that one go.
Yeah, gosh, man, there's a lot that goes into these decisions. It's really hard to know unless you really have you know, both of them. But, you know, again, guys, if you're looking to go get a drone of yourself, just go to, you know, bit.ly/DJI drones. That's bit.ly. So bit.ly/DJI drones. And you can pick up one yourself. This takes you direct to the DJI website because I guess that's all the only place you can get it right now, which is kind of unfortunate, but that's real life.
Interesting.
So,
well, I'm sure we're going to have a lot of questions following up to this as more and more people start to get on the plate buying one themselves. And we'll be flying it a lot more and figuring it out, right?
Definitely. We definitely will be. I mean, we've flying flown it twice this morning. So, but guys, don't forget, there's going to be a new Don't Crash course out on this drone. It's going to be like how to set up your settings for super smooth tilt, how to set up your settings for super smooth motion, how to do different things like mapping, takeoff procedures, landing procedures, because you don't want to be a noob and have landing protection mode on and then try to shoot the gap between a tree and something else, because landing protection is going to have you land into the tree.
And these new Mavic 2s are not cheap either.
No, they're not. So don't be like most people and crash your drone within the first 5 hours. Take the Don't Crash course. Just go to thedroneu.com, sign up to be a member. And beautiful news, guess what? You can check out DroneU now for just $1 and take every class you want. So check it out. DroneU.education or thedroneU.com. That is going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
And you're listening to Ask DroneU. Thanks for watching.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.